Masechet Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud. Shmaya Avtayon Kiblu Mehem. Shmaya and Avtayon were makabel their Torah from Yehuda ben Tabai and Shimon ben Shetah. Shmaya and Avtayon came from Gerim. They were descendants of Sancheret Melech Ashur. Shmaya Omer Ehob Et HaMalacha. Shmaya says that a person should love doing work. As Ayidei Malacha, a person supports his family. And even if he has money to support his family, still he should do Malacha. And nothing good comes out of being idle. Usna et harabanus. A person should despise a position of authority, such as being a rav. And it's better to work with your hands than to take a position of authority. As the Gemara says, Gadol hanene miyagia kapo, yoser meyirei shamayim. Greater is a person that benefits from the work of his hands than a person who is a yirei shamayim. And a person should never think that a malacha is beneath his dignity, no matter how chashuv he is. As the Gemara says, that Rav told Rav Kahana, Pshot nebelasa v'shuka v'tal igra. You should strip carcasses in the marketplace in order to support yourself. V'lotema kanana gabarabana usanya binosa. And you should not say, I'm a Kohen, I'm a great man, and it's beneath my dignity. As it's better to support yourself with the work of your hands than to take a position of a Rav, or to support yourself from staka. Be'alt tispadet l'rishus. And a person should not become too acquainted with the rishus. Rishus here is referring to the malchus. The malchus is called rishus, as the malchus has rishus to do as it pleases. And when a person becomes close to the malchus, people will become jealous of you and will try to orchestrate your downfall. And so too, if you become close to the malchus, you will put Yiras Malchus ahead of Yiras Hashem. And a person should put more emphasis on Yiras Shamayim than Yiras Melech. As Shlomo HaMelech teaches us in Mishlei, Yireas Hashem b'ni u'melech. My son, you should fear Hashem and the Melech. And Shlomo HaMelech put Yiras Hashem ahead of Yiras Melech, so we see that Yiras Shamayim comes before the Yiras Malchus. Masechet Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Alef, Avtayon Omer. Avtayon says, Chachamim. Avtayon warns of Chachamim, he's Zaharu b'Divrecha, that the Chachamim should be careful with your words, meaning to say, that they should be careful to teach only to Talmidim that are Hagunim, that have proper midos, and are Yirei Shamayim. They shouldn't waste their words by teaching them to Talmidim that don't have Yirei Shamayim. The reason being, Shema Tochovu Chobas Golos. Maybe the Rav will do an Avera, which will require him to go into exile. V'tiglu L'mako Mayim Haron. And the Rav will go into exile in the place of the bad water. This is referring to the place where the Umos Ha'olam, the Goyim, live. As the Goyim are compared to Mayim Haram. V'yishtu ha-Talmidim ha-Bam acharechem v'yomusu. And the Talmidim that come after you, meaning the Talmidim will follow you into Golos. As the din is when the Rav goes into Golos, the Talmidim follow him into Golos. And they will drink there and die. Meaning to say that since the Rav went into Golos where the Goyim lived, the Talmidim might learn bad ways from the Goyim. And since they are doing bad things, they will die. V'nimtza shem shamayim mitzchala. And it will turn out that the Shem Shamayim is mitchala, there will be a chilo Hashem. And the Goyim will see that the Talmidim died young, and they will think that's because the Kadosh Baruch Hu cannot be matzel them, and they will think there is no koach in the yad of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. They will not realize that the reason why the Talmidim died is because they followed in the bad ways of the Goyim.